Before it escapes your attention or mine, I wanted to ask about the ramifications in Michigan of Roe versus Wade. Now, this came down in Washington, did it not, during your early service?
1973, I believe.
Three, was it?
That the case came down, and of course, as is provided in the United States Constitution, every subservient court in the land will obey, follow the Supreme Court of the United States. And so on one Tuesday morning, as I recall, we wiped out all of the abortion laws in the state of Michigan to conform with the provisions of Roe versus Wade. And this was very difficult for both Thomas Brennan, who was an active practicing Catholic, as well as the Chief Justice, Thomas M. Kavanaugh, who was the Grand Knight of the Knights of Columbus and closely associated with the Catholic Church, to preside over the Supreme Court that by their actions were going against the orthodoxy of the Church. And yet I'm proud to say that those two gentlemen, although I'm sure it was a bitter pill to swallow, recognized the that compliance was necessary, and whether they wrote anything in dissent or not, I don't know.
What were the mechanics of that? Did the court sua sponte?
No, I think we had a matter before us that allowed
pending, that you could then use as a vehicle.
Right. That's my recollection. But we had to specifically say those statutes that, under which this case was brought, mm-hmm. were no longer operative. Henceforth, the law of the land is that it's expressed in the Roe versus Wade.
So, was it necessary for the Supreme Court to do anything further, or was the rest of it kind of administrative? The health department, for example, had to get up some rules and that sort of thing.
Well, that would not be within our domain to be concerned with. It seems to me that subsequent to that decision, there are other cases came before us, a person injured while carrying a child. Does a child have a right to sue? Of course, you go, when does a child become a child? You know, viable, or at the moment of conception, or one thing or another. And you can see sometimes those cases were being brought just to either find us in an inconsistent position or to answer more than we cared to answer at the time. So I, of course, must confess that I feel the right of privacy of a woman to make her own decisions is paramount to any laws that should or could be passed in this regard. And I still feel that way. I think it's a tragedy that we have what's going on now, that each state is going to make up their own minds how far they want to go in this direction or not, and leading perhaps to the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which I think will cause a great deal of consternation. And even as we sit here, which happens to be on October the 18th of 1990, and we have an election less than 3 weeks away, and whether it will have an impact on this election or not, I don't know. I think it might. Because it seems to me each candidate has taken an opposite position. Now, whether that can be determined or not after the election, I don't know.
As to the precise proposition of overturning Roe versus Wade, is there not something fallacious in that proposition as stated? Is it not that if there's going to be a further shift in the laws of the states and the land, in this area, it will not probably come, will it not, in an outright reversal, but will it not come in modification?
What we see at this time is it's been weakened in some areas, and states have been given the opportunity to pass their own laws unless they were found to be constitutionally impermissible. Mm-hmm. Under Roe versus Wade, but an eroding of the directness of that decision. And I think that we're not in the imminent danger of having a case before the Supreme Court, which will cause immediately the overturn of Roe versus Wade, but I would not hazard a guess where we'd be 10, 15 years down the road on that. I just don't know. I'm less concerned today than I might have been the previous time.
Where did the court in your time leave the matter of the right to sue of an unborn baby? You know, that kind of legal issue. Do you remember?
I don't think we granted leave to appeal from a decision made by the Court of Appeals.